right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget, tomorrow night, we are going to be at KCAL and be on television. We get some TV time tomorrow at 8:35, 9:35, and 10:35. And Danny Bonaducci will join us, as well as Tom Likas. Likas will be on at 9 o'clock. And then all the KCAL CBS people at 10 o'clock. It should be a great evening. So turn your TVs on tomorrow at 9 o'clock. I'm sorry, at 8 o'clock, starting at 8. And we'll be on probably like 8:35, 9:35, and 10:35. KCAL Channel 9 tomorrow night. And it's not April Fool's. All right, we're really doing this. It's not a, you know, it's not a gag. All right, it is a little after 9 o'clock. That must mean news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
News is hard.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
I don't know what's going on.
All right, what's happening in the news, Gina Grad?
I'll do my best. First and foremost, presidential hopeful Barack Obama appeared on The View this past Friday.
Is that right?
Yes, indeed, and was almost caught in the middle of a chick fight between Sherry Shepherd and Barbara Walters.
Oh, boy.
This was over how much wealth Barbara Walters has accumulated in her career, not a question she was too hip on answering.
Okay, here it is.
Have some audio of that.
All right. Barbara Walters not wanting to talk about how much dough she has.
So what I would do is I would roll back the Bush tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans. And
so
I would actually
increase taxes there.
You're gonna be in trouble, Barbara?
Yeah. And I would actually. Right. but here's what I want to do, though.
I said, Barbara's going. You're going to be in trouble. When
Why?
He rolls back
He's
the taxes on you, you rich as out of
no
what, Barbara?
That's one of the things we don't do. We have no idea.
That is so hysterical. Barbara Walters is probably worth, you know, upwards to, I would say, close to $80 to $100 million.
Really? That much?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's
Damn.
Got a ton of dough. And she always wants to come off as this, I'm just like the average chick, you know, just sitting on a pile of like $80 million like everybody else. All you working moms who watch The View. I'm the same way. I don't have more than $90 million either.
See, that's what I like about Martha Stewart. At least she admits being just owning an empire and not apologizing for it.
Yeah, she was like worth $1 billion at one point.
Barbara's very humble and ashamed.
How about that? One thing we don't talk about is my money.
Oh, he gonna get you, Barbara.
Listen how upset she gets.
So what I would do is I would roll back the Bush tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans. And
so
I would actually
increase
taxes there. And I would
trouble,
actually.
Barbara?
Yeah.
And I would actually. Right. but here's what I want to do, though.
What'd you say? Listen to that. What'd you say?
What I want to do, though.
I said, Barbara's going. You're going to be in trouble. When
Why?
He rolls back
He's
the taxes on you,
taxes.
You rich as out of no what, Barbara?
That's one of the things we don't do. You have no idea.
She probably yelled at her backstage, too.
She'll be replaced tomorrow.
How dare you talk about my wealth? Everybody knows, Barbara, please. All right, anything else in the news, Gina?
Yes, the Academy Award-winning director Martin Scorsese and the legendary band The Rolling Stones have combined their efforts to film the documentary concert Shine a Light, shot at New York's Intimate Beacon Theater in October 2006. Scorsese and band members, can you name all the band members in Rolling Stones?
Rolling Stones? Nah, I got Mick Jagger,
Keith Richards.
I don't know.
That's the who, I think. Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Ron Wood, and Charlie Watts held a press conference on Sunday ahead of the film's U.S. release on April 4th. And we have some audio of Mick Jagger speaking eloquently about one particular location shot.
Here we go, Mick Jagger.
My original idea to do this, to do the movie, was we were doing this huge concert in Rio de Janeiro on the beach. So I asked Marty if he would like to shoot that concert because I thought that concert was going to look amazing.
What the hell is he saying?
My original idea to do this, to do the movie, was we were doing this huge concert in Rio de Janeiro on the beach. So I asked Marty if he would like to shoot that concert because I thought that concert was going to look amazing.
I have no idea what she's saying.
Yeah, oh boy. You know, if we extend that clip just another second, you can hear what happened to Mick Jagger right after this clip.
My original idea to do this, to do the movie, was we were doing this huge concert in Rio de Janeiro on the beach. So I asked Marty if he would like to shoot that concert because I thought that concert was going to look amazing.
There he goes.
And cut it off a little early at the beginning.
Yeah. Mick Jagger, everybody. All right, anything else in the news there, Gina?
Well, yes, Al Gore was interviewed on CNN recently and held his ground and his tongue when asked what Democratic candidate he was going to endorse for a presidential race.
All right, I hope anybody still cares.
So let me ask you, who are you supporting?
Yes.
That's what you said to him?
I'm trying to stay out of it.
Are they calling you every minute?
Not every minute.
No, a lot of pressure, though.
We unplugged the phones for this interview, so I can't say with authority, but... No, everyone, they both call, and I appreciate that fact.
And what about the idea of the honest broker who goes to the two candidates and helps push one or the other of them?
Yeah, kind of a modern boss tweed.
No. Except
Who cares?
Honestly, Tim, I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
What's he talking about?
And then she responded with, a modern day like Al Gore.
His name would be Al Gore.
Well.
And then he laughs. And self-indulgent jackass. Who cares with this global warming? People are fighting. People are unemployed. People are paying, $4 for gas. The global warming, next, it'll be, two or three years before we get to that.
And they're acting like whoever he endorses is going to help that candidate. So that's another problem to consider.
I don't know. It's his whole vibe is just so bizarre. I don't know what planet he's from. And I hate to get down on the global warming. I hate to take off my headphones and get so irritated with this. But, the sun is, what is the sun? It's like 1,000 times bigger than planet Earth. And it's on fire 24 hours a day.
Ball of fire.
Right. That's what heats the planet. And that's what cools the planet. When it's in, when it's in the summer, it heats the planet. In the winter, you don't see as much sun and you get really effing cold. The sun is a great competitor when it comes to me and my SUV. I like the sun better than my SUV warming the planet. Or better than me, burning my trash, just me sitting in the valley, having a cigarette. That ain't affecting the environment. The big ball of effing fire that if it went out, everything on this planet would freeze in 10 minutes. 10 minutes. And we'd all be wiped out in a couple of days.
Yeah.
And for people to say, oh, no, it's the, the SUVs that are killing everybody. The SUVs. Oh, it just drives me absolutely insane.
So what you're saying essentially is more global warming. Keep it toasty.
The sun is heating the planet up. It ain't the SUVs, gang. All right? We have no bearing on this planet. We're just jackasses walking around. Ask, the dinosaurs. What happened to those guys? They walked around as well. They became extinct because the planet got cold and the planet got hot and there wasn't an SUV around. It's the sun. It's the effing sun, gang.
You'd be such a good, fourth grade science teacher.
Thank you very much.
The effing sun, gang.
It's the effing sun, kids. Stop with the electric cars. It's the sun, gang. The sun is big, it's huge, and it's constantly 24 hours a day, it's on fire. Doesn't the sun ever go out? I mean, isn't it burning more fuel and won't eventually expire?
Well, I think they say that the Earth will sort of venture closer to the sun and burn up Earth before the sun will go out.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We're hurling toward it.
I mean, so don't worry about that.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Let's speed it up. That would be an interesting process. All right. Anything else in the news there,
yes. Gina? Well, lastly, this is actually terrifying, and I feel like an a-hole that I didn't think of it sooner.
Wow.
A study by an award-winning cancer expert shows that cell phones will kill more people than smoking.
What?
Are you serious?
Yes.
I'm
serious,
so
study.
Serious. According to the UK's independent newspaper, the study shows that there is a growing body of evidence that using handsets for 10 years, which I think I've done at this point, or more, can double the risk of brain cancer.
Oh, boy.
One of the world's top neurosurgeons warned that people should avoid using handsets whenever possible and called on the phone industry to make them safer.
Oh,
and
my word.
It's not good. Jerry, you might remember the classic smoking PSA that warned people against smoking around their kids.
Yes, I remember that.
Might refresh your memory real quick.
All right, here it is. It's the don't pass gas PSA.
Ew, it stinks in here.
Passing gas in the company of others is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Oh, you're killing us over here.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
All right,
so we have that. Well, now we have audio of the new PSA campaign directed at shaming those big cell phone companies.
Is that right?
Yes, we do.
All right, here's the new PSA you're going to be hearing probably in this station and most of your stations here in Los Angeles.
Ah, it's loud in here.
Talking on your cell phone isn't just rude. It can be deadly.
My eardrums are bleeding.
Talking on your cell phone radiates electromagnetic carcinogens, which are 3 times more likely to cause cancer than cigarettes.
Daddy, you promised you'd call outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. I'll take this call outside.
If you talk, find a landline. Don't use a cell phone. A message from the Cell Phone Prevention Institute and the Ad Council.
All right.
So at least they're taking steps in the right direction to, you know, put the word out.
I guess so, but you know, I think there's something to that. I'm not a big believer when it comes to conspiracy theories, like the global warming,
right.
9/11, the moon.
The moon landing.
Yeah, the moon landing, the earth is flat, the whole run. I'm not big into a conspiracy theorist, but I have a feeling that there's something here
with
the cell phones. I'll tell you why. Because I used to, before I got a, I recently got a headset because Dr. Jara, you know her on Sunday morning?
I'm familiar, yeah.
She's a great doctor. She's a chiropractor, and she's helped me out a couple of times with a bad neck. I was in here yesterday with a terrible neck, and she twisted it some way. I thought I was going to, you know, S myself. I was going to go limp and S my pants, which means it's over. But instead, I felt great afterwards. And she said, you should never, ever, ever allow your child to play with a cell phone.
Really?
Yeah. Because they've had studies where if an adult holds a cell phone to his or her head, the radiation goes halfway into the brain and it stops. In a child's head, like a 1 or 2 year old, it goes all the way through the brain, and they can detect it on the other side. Since then, I have not allowed the lovely Sophia, my 2.5 year old, to play the phone. Yeah. Well, hey, Sophia, please. Listening to Too Much Like Us, but that dump that bitch. What's going on with you, Tommy? Got a young one there. But anyway, so that's one of the reasons I don't. So I went out and I got a headset, and since I got a headset, the headaches have stopped. I don't feel dizzy anymore, and I truly think that there's something here.
Really?
Yeah, I absolutely do.
I figured it had to be bad for you, because isn't it like microwaves?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's microwaves. I know the technology used to be cell phones, and now cell phones don't exist anymore. They're all digital phones.
Yeah.
But that is, I think it's going to cause a lot of problems. I think, people are going to be coming down with tumors. And
yeah. God, I wish I could turn back time, because I was at brunch today and we were kind of laughing at this little baby next to us, this infant. And she was like biting the phone and pretending like it was up to her ear.
Was it on?
Yeah. And she loves our phone.
Oh, is that
and,
right?
Yeah, so it seemed like the baby holds it all the time.
Nah, you got to keep the kids away from that cell phone, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're going to go there tomorrow and that kid's going to have like an arm growing out of her chest.
Terrible.
Yeah, tumors, cell phones, more dangerous than smoking. And over the next few years, cell phones may kill more people than smoking or asbestos. And this is not one of those, you know, studies that is done by, you know, an asbestos or Marlboro. This is done by some doctors who are neurosurgeons. And they say that, you know, this could be the number one killer soon.
Don't you just feel stupid, though, because you think of your grandparents and stuff that probably smoked, you know, 3 packs a day. And, hey, who knew?
Right.
Well, shouldn't we have said that? Like, who knew? It was Southwestern Bell or whoever.
Right. Yeah, but that's what we're going to be. We're going to be the idiots.
I know.
Yeah. In 30 years.
God.
When, you know, cell phones, when kids will, you know, you have to be 18 to buy a cell phone.
Yeah.
And you know what? The kids running around nowadays have cell phones. You know, like 6, 7, 8 year olds have cell phones. Some of them do. My kid won't. But it's a strange, it's sort of, you know, you don't, it's a tough decision to make because you want to give your 9 year old a cell phone just in case he or she gets into trouble. But then again, you don't want them to die at age 25 from massive brain tumor.
Exactly.
All right.
It's a real toss-up.
All right. Gina Grad with the news, everybody. Thank you, Gina.
Thank you.
There she goes.
The news with Gina Grad.
That wasn't so bad after all.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll fill it with words.
All right. Excellent. 8.5 minutes. We'll fill it with words. All right. Here's the top Australian neurosurgeon says the world's heavy reliance on mobile phones could be a greater threat to human life than smoking or even asbestos. If you agree with that or you think it's BS, and maybe you have some experience with this, you know, holding your phone up to your head all day and your ear is on fire and you get a headache, you think they're onto something here, that cell phones are more dangerous than smoking and asbestos? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's our main number in Southern California, 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. They conducted a critical 15-month review of the link between mobile phones and malignant brain tumors. Those are the bad ones. And it said using mobile phones for more than 10 years can more than double the risk of brain cancer. And again, I'm not one to believe in crazy theories, but I think there's something to this. And I think the proof is that the headaches that you get when you use the cell phone and, you know, the heat that comes off them, the dizziness. Once I got a headset, all of that went away. And I used to be on the cell phone, you know, for, you know, sometimes 2 or 3 hours a day. And especially, I got to warn you, because I've been told this by a doctor, and then I also researched it online. You got to keep these things away from kids. You know, I know it's funny to watch your 2-year-old walk around with your cell phone, but at least have it off, or, you know, get a cell phone that you're going to throw away and take the battery out of it, and they can play with that. All right, do you believe this, that that cell phones are going to kill you? And if so, what do we all do about them? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Pick up those smokes, throw away the phone, or else you're going to die. At least that's what the study says. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, call Tim Conway Jr. now. 520-9710.
This guy's awesome.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
You're going to be in trouble when he roll back the taxes on you.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. A 15-month critical review of the link between mobile phones and malignant brain tumors said that using mobile phones for 10 years or more could double the risk of brain cancer. Oh, bubbo. They're not saying that smoking is better for people than using mobile phones, but mobile phone-related health issues affect a far greater amount of people. And they also said there are currently 3 billion mobile phone users worldwide. That means half of the population in the world is using a mobile phone. And they get started in some countries as young as 3 years old. Keep the phones away from those kids. All right. You think there's anything to this? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, you can't dispute the credibility of the guy who did the study. He is a neurosurgeon, one of the top doctors in Australia. Chad and Garden Grove, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Great. How are you, gentlemen?
All right. What do you got?
Well, I've been a cell phone user since about 95. I had a girlfriend back then that always wanted to know where I was at, so I was calling her. Oh, at any rate, eventually, back in 2001, I was diagnosed with an anaplastic astrocytoma, which is a level 3 tumor. Level 4s are always deadly. Those are blastomas. At any rate, it's actually been benign since about 2003, fortunately.
Right.
But, yeah, I come from the school of this guy doesn't learn anything because I'm...
Let me ask you a question about the tumor. What side of your head is the tumor on?
Actually, I am in the medical books. I am the first person to actually get one in the brainstem.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so they removed as much as they could. However, some of it is still there. It's just dead tissue.
And they think it's caused by the cell phone?
Well, actually, doctors really have no idea. There's no true...
Ryan, how old are you, dude? You sound like a young guy.
I wish that was the case. I'm actually 33.
Well, that's a young dude for a,
yeah.
a brain tumor.
You know, ironically, they say that brain tumors affect about one in every 19,000 people. But like a year or two before I found out about mine, a good friend of mine had actually developed one as well. Now, unfortunately, his was about the same as mine. You know, it wasn't deadly.
Was he a heavy cell phone user like you?
No, not really. He was actually in a band.
Oh.
So I would imagine he wasn't on the phone too often.
Right. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you, Bubba.
Oh, it's okay. I try and focus on the things I can still do versus what I can't.
What can't you do anymore?
Well, I had to relearn to stand, walk, and write. My balance is very bad. My gait is bad. So
right.
I used to be a pretty decent bowler. Last year I bowled at about 207, but I can't bowl anymore. And in my younger days, I would skateboards. I can't, like, do that anymore. I can't go rock climbing. You know, it's funny. I went to Yosemite a few years ago and got about three-quarters of the way up Half Dome, and we decided to turn back to go do the buffet, so we never went to the top. And now I can't climb Half Dome, so I can never cross that off my list.
Well, you might get the strength to do it again, buddy.
Well, it's not really so much the strength issue. It's the balance, you know, because there's one point where you actually have to climb like an actual rope and you have to like put gloves on and everything.
I'll go with you. I'll drag your ass up the mountain.
Well, that sounds fantastic.
I'm pretty good at that. I'm pretty good at it with the upper body strength. All right, Bubba, we thank you for calling, buddy. You take care of yourself.
No problem. You gentlemen have a great evening.
All right, there he goes, man. 33 with the brain tumor. Jesus Christ. George and Irvine, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You think anything about the study?
Oh, absolutely, Tim. And thanks for bringing this to the attention to all of us. I think the study is accurate. I've been waiting years for this study to come out. What concerns me is that everyone's going to the cordless the wire ear sets, and then they're putting their cell phones in their lap,
right?
And you know, for us guys, you know, that's jeopardizing the old family jewels.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's much to that, because I used to carry my cell phone in my pocket and in my lap. And the first time my wife and I, and again, I'm not bragging about this, first time my wife and I tried to get pregnant, we did.
Jesus Christ.
Actually, the first time she tried to get pregnant. I've never been pregnant. But
you're a genetic anomaly, though.
Well, listen, I'm not a major stud at all. I probably, you know, drink, smoke, and eat crap and don't sleep right. Had a cell phone in my crotch and still was one shot, Conway. So, I mean, I'm not sure there's anything to the cell phone in the crotch. Who knows? Hey, look who's on the air here real quick, who's called us. The woman that saved my life from the cell phone and also my bad neck. Real quickly, Dr. Jara, how are you, ma'am?
Hey, really great.
Look,
I heard you're talking about. Sammy calls me. She goes, hey, you should call Conway and talk about it. I go, was it good or bad?
It's pretty good. Hey, so there's a study out that says cell phones can be more dangerous than asbestos and or cigarettes.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why Arconia Laser has that little blue thing, that little purple thing that it gave you to put on your phone. And a lot of people can go get this. It's literally, I mean, I don't have any stock or investment in the company. I just support companies that put health back into people's hands.
Right.
And if they go to R, as in Robert, F as in Frank, Raider.com, they can get these things for, I think they're like 50 or 60 bucks. They're so inexpensive for what you're getting in return.
Yeah, that's too much.
And, you know, for that, I'll take the cancer over that, huh?
Exactly.
For 60 bucks. I can get a keg for that.
Yeah. Hey, whatever you did to my neck yesterday really helped.
Can you turn it a little bit better?
Yeah, I'm like
around?
95% cured. I thought you were going to, you know, break my neck. I was going to go limp and S my pants.
Well,
but,
you're being kind of a little wussy. I was just barely touching it, and you were
that's
like,
not true,
ow.
Baby. It hurt like hell. I don't know how I did it, but it's just, you know, it's I guess it's age. I'm not young like you.
Well, you know, if you got chiropractic and, you know, massage and,
right.
you know, pretty women adjusting you all day long, you probably
it's not
would
bad.
Be.
Hey, real quickly, what about a wire going from your headset to your ear? Is that a better vibe?
Yeah, you know, what I tell all my patients to do is, just like you were saying, first and foremost, God forbid, never put a cell phone into the child's hands, because the studies that Arconia did was actually the guy who had worked for the telecommunications company. He was hired by the telecommunications to, you know, show studies on it. But what had happened was that every single time the study was showing that these actually caused all sorts of tumors. And so the guy became an advocate against cell phone use. But what happens is that because the telecommunication companies were funding the research, they could keep it for themselves.
Oh,
and
hell.
So he went off and started to do his own personal advocacy against
it's
it.
Bad
and
vibes.
Yeah, Arconia basically started to do their own study. So they worked on this study for years and years to get the device niched in it that they could get it out there for people.
All right, well, Jara, you saved my life, baby.
No problem. Hey, you know what? The next time, just bring me on the air with you. I'm more than happy to hang out there with you, you know?
Oh, you got it, yeah.
Doesn't have
me, you,
medical.
And Jacob Emrani. All right,
well,
thanks.
Just have fun. Have a great night.
All right, take care. Okay, all right, there she goes, everybody. Dr. Jara. She's on Sundays at, I believe, at noon. Yeah. All right, a study has come out that said 3 billion people are at risk. There's 3 billion cell phone users around the world. And now they've come to a conclusion after a 15-month study that this cell phone, I'm holding one in my left hand right now, is more deadly than cigarettes or asbestos. Mm. Let's talk to Scott in Huntington Beach. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Yeah, I heard a study that said that the radiation from a cell phone can actually increase your cancer rate by 5 times.
Is that right?
Yeah, they also said that listening to talk radio can make your peter fall off.
Well, thank God I don't listen. All right, let's talk to a David in Studio City on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Listen, hey. I think not only do I agree with the cell phone study, because I heard a very small study suggesting that back in college about 7 years ago, and I thought, I wonder if anything will ever come of this, because it hadn't been done for 15 months.
Right.
So they hadn't really tested it, but they had the theory there.
Right.
And I also agree with something you mentioned right before that about the sun causing global warming.
Right.
I didn't hear the beginning of the show, so I don't know if you mentioned this. There's a major book on major research out there. It's getting no press, called Unstoppable Global Warming Every 1,500 Years. Two astrophysicists did this study where they basically said that every 1,500 years, sun activity and an increase in sun activity causes a rise in the temperature, and they referenced the Roman warming of about 1,500 years ago, and they think that no matter what we do on the Earth, we can't stop this, and we can spend billions of dollars to, you know, do the Kyoto Treaty, but it's going to do no good, because if the sun has a little bit of activity, it has a major effect on the Earth.
Right.
So I don't know if you heard about that, but go look up Unstoppable Global Warming. You'll see you're not the only one that suggests that. But anyway, I wanted to let you know about that.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, we might be in global warming. Who knows? But there's just much bigger issues out there right now. People have a lot more.
Yeah,
the cell phones. People are worried about gas prices. A lot of people are being thrown out of their homes. There's foreclosures going on. I mean, and then to do a 60-minute piece on global warming. Yeah, it's on everybody's list, but it's like 25th or 26th on everybody's list.
Well, and the sun theory is right now that a warming would actually be better for the planet overall, because it was warmer at one time than it is now, because we have greenery up under the ice up north and south. You know, it's frozen underneath that if you dig deep enough. So some say that the Earth may have functioned better when it was warmer. So that's, you know, there's some doctors in Russia that are looking forward to global warming, because it'll help their people out. Not freeze so much.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a scientist, and if you listen to the show long enough, you know, I'm not the brightest chap on the planet, but I do rely on my common sense a lot. And for a planet, I don't know how far the distance is from the Earth to the Sun. It's pretty great, from what I understand.
A long way.
Yeah, and for a little sun flare on the Sun to affect us in a radical way, I can't imagine that me driving around, you know, an SUV is killing the Earth. I mean, how arrogant would that be if
I thought
I was doing anything about it?
It's the whole man is the measure of all things idea. It's like we're looking at ourselves as gods. We can do good or bad things. But, you know, I think the real reason you said it shouldn't be a major priority, but it is, it's because you've got groups out there that are trying to make it more of a priority than these other priorities. Go read it's not the best written book, but it's very well researched. It's called A State of Fear by Michael Crichton. It goes into how the environmental movement makes millions of dollars on promoting fear about the climate. And I totally am in for getting rid of a lot of pollution. I'm for saving the rainforest and all that stuff. But there is a movement that tries to use fear and scare tactics, which every group does that, every political spectrum does that. But the environmentalists do it too. They don't want to admit they make millions of dollars off of donations to save the world. And where does your money really go? And the movie, I mean, the book State of Fear explores that very interestingly. So check that out too.
Excellent, buddy. All right, you're a major stud. All right, thanks for phoning us. All right, folks, a study came out and said your cell phone is going to wipe you out. All right, essentially that the cell phone is more dangerous than cigarettes or asbestos. They're not saying to go out there and, you know, start rolling around in asbestos or start smoking cigarettes, but it affects a lot of people. The potential thermal electricity that comes from your cell phone could cause brain tumors. And they said if you're on a cell phone for 10-plus years, chance of you getting a brain tumor are twice as great. You believe that? You get affected by these cell phones, you get those hot ears and those dizziness, that you know, crazy dizziness and warm head when you talk on that cell phone. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Simon's coming on at 10 o'clock, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Well, we couldn't get anyone else to show up regularly except him.
What an a-hole.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show. On 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Sam Simon's coming in at 10 o'clock, about 15 minutes. We'll chat with him. But right now, a study came out that said your cell phone's going to kill you. That's right. A study comes out of Australia. One of the top neurosurgeons said, if you're on that cell phone for more than 10 years and you hold that headset up to your head, that burning sensation on your ear, that dizziness, all could be part of the beginnings of brain tumors. The chance of you getting a brain tumor are twice that of people who don't use cell phones. Jerry, please. Serious business here. Alex in Hawaiian Gardens, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, well, actually, I was calling. I'm curious. You know, on the headsets that they have now,
right?
Will those cause the same thing?
I don't know. You mean like the Bluetooth, like the cordless ones?
Right. You know, yeah, like the jawbone that I have for my implant.
Yeah, I didn't do enough of the study, so I don't know. But I can't imagine it's great for you. You know, you got a piece of equipment sitting on your ear there that's electronic all day. I think the way to go are the earphones with the cords on them, but. Who am I? All right, let's talk to Henry in Anaheim. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Yes, great. Hey. I think I can shed a little light on this subject.
All right.
I can remember when Howard Stern was on, was very apprehensive about using cell phones. Most assuredly a bad thing.
Yeah, if Stern's not using it.
No, mm-hmm. He won't. And he's still, you know, he's got a couple of bucks to buy him.
Yeah, he's got $500 million.
By the way, Nick's Italian in Costa Mesa is dynamite.
Yeah, did you hear us talking about that one night?
Yeah. I go there all the time. Once a week, I live in Anaheim. I'm 14 miles from my house.
Yeah, where is Nick's? And what's the exact area people?
It would be Costa Mesa.
Costa Mesa. It's the best Italian food I've had in a long time.
Dynamite. Check out the prices and the Spumoni.
Sounds like you work there.
It's deadly. Well, I go there a lot.
All right, Henry. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Okay, man.
All right. There he goes, man. Let's talk to Michael in Mar Vista. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right, man.
Sorry, I had the phone away from my ear because I didn't want to get cancer while
Good
I was
for
on.
You. Yeah. I'd hate for somebody to get cancer while they're talking on the air.
Yeah. Well, maybe I can take you to court someday.
All right.
But at any rate, the guy that was calling about the Michael Crichton book, I forget the name of it, sorry, but you had mentioned that, isn't it arrogant for we humans to think that we're going to change the Earth for, you know, or make the Earth
right.
demise? But I kind of take for granted that humans are pretty arrogant. But
yeah.
I do feel like just looking around that I don't think what will make the Earth, you know, fall off. Or anything, but I could definitely see us making it inhospitable for we humans to live on it until Mother Nature, you know, takes care of us and then the next parasite comes along.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that might happen, but for us to think we have any control over that is wildly arrogant.
I guess I could see that, but I do think we do have some control over the choices we make as individuals. And
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much we do. You know, I actually got those squiggly light bulbs for the house because I thought, you know, maybe global warming is happening. I'm not sure humans cause it or not, but, you know, those light bulbs save energy. I'm saving some money, so might as well do it. But, you know, and then all of a sudden those things are filled with mercury. So if one ever breaks in your house, you got to have like a hazmat team come out and clean up the room. So I don't know. I mean, I God only knows. I think it's just so crazy that, you know, that the Earth is 93 million miles away from the sun. And a little tiny flare on the sun, 93 million miles away, and it gets a little warmer. For us to think that we can control the Earth's atmosphere or we have any bearing on it, I think so far nobody's shown me any proof of that. All right, let's talk to Martin Silmar. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, Timmy. How you doing?
Hey,
all
right, dude.
Good. I actually heard the report on the, I think it was KFWB, and they're talking about that researcher said that also the Bluetooth is just as bad as the cell phone because they have that same sort of apparatus, I guess.
Right. And if that's true, maybe the Bluetooth is even worse for you because it goes right into your ear.
Yeah, it's like constantly on your ear. He recommended to you the old-fashioned where you plugged it in, that earpiece where it plugged directly into the phone.
Right.
That's what he recommended.
Oh, I see. The one that the cord always gets caught up in the emergency brake or the gear shift.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
constantly.
Yeah,
that might prevent cancer, but it's going to pull somebody's ear off one day.
Yeah, or cause an accident.
Right. All right, Babu, you're the best, man. All right,
bye-bye.
There he goes. Let's talk to William in Long Beach. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Not bad. How you doing, Babu?
All right, what do you think about these cell phones going to kill everybody?
Well, I actually work for a cell phone company, and that's one of our dirty little secrets.
Is that right?
That's right. RMF is what you guys are talking about, radio frequency.
Right.
It's not good for your brain at all. And the Bluetooth, like having RMF on your head for, 8 hours for a long time, you know, giving you exposure to tumor-causing materials. So,
right. Are they talking about the thermoelectricity?
No, it's radiomagnetic frequency. It's what actually allows the Bluetooth and the phone to communicate with the network.
All right. I'm going to take it for granted that you're not lying to me. I'm not going to, accuse you of lying. But is, in your opinion, then, in your professional tutored opinion, is a Bluetooth worse than holding a cell phone to your head?
Yeah, because the Bluetooth is on your ear for a prolonged period, so you're exposing yourself to a source of radiomagnetic frequency for like 8 hours.
What about a cord on an earpiece? Is that a little better?
The cord is actually better because the cord helps to take some of the shock of that radiomagnetic frequency. You're just listening like a listening piece, like listening on a headphone.
Right. So you got to get a cord that's like 20 feet long and stick the cell phone in a trunk.
That's right. I actually had a professor who worked for the GOA, and he had told us that they did studies on this a while ago, but that the cell phone companies wanted to suppress the information as well.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but I also have been to that Nick's place, man. It's off the hood.
Yeah, the one down in Costa Mesa?
Yeah, it's they got really good calamari.
Yeah, it's good times, man. Everybody's been there. Yeah. All right, Babu, we thank you for calling, dude.
All right,
there he goes, everybody. Well, if that guy is not lying to us and he works for a cell phone company and they're keeping this a secret, it could be hell to pay for all of us. All right, when we come back, Sam Simon is going to be with us. He created Cheers and the Jeffersons, All in the Family, The Love Boat, all kinds of shows. And we're going to be talking to him about post-nuptial agreements. You know what prenuptial agreements are. But now they have postnuptial, where you try to convince your chick two or three years after you get married that you want her to sign an agreement if you ever get divorced. And it's actually going on. It's like the newest craze in California. I can't believe it. All right, you're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and it's live on 97.1 Free FM.